I said, I can't do anything more. I tried my hardest, but to no avail. Amenhotep likes him very much. Despite everything that I said, he will not remove him.
Be sure that if Amenhotep does not remove Yuzarsif, we will remove Yuzarsif from life.
Do whatever you want, but do not involve me further.
Do not worry, my lady. We know what we're doing.
Excellency Yuzarsif, slavers and the wealthy have welcomed the prepayment of taxes in advance.
Of course. One who seeks profit will undoubtedly welcome tax exemption. They pay tax 1 year in advance and are then exempted for 2 years.
Excellency, have you not considered collecting taxes in other cities as well?
We must ask help from our friends from Zavira. I'll talk to them tomorrow.
Very well. I will go and inform them now.
What is it, Inarus?
A little while ago, I followed Priest Apaki, and he went to visit Lady T. He briefly spoke to the officer in front of the palace. They are definitely planning something. I'm worried for your life.
One who fears death either has no refuge like God, or is very attached to the material world.
Your Excellency, you belong not only to yourself now, you carry the hopes of a nation.
Joseph is nothing. God is not unable to send more servants like me. He will send someone else to replace Joseph.
What is it? What's the matter?
I must see Lady Nefertiti. Greetings to my lord and husband, Pharaoh Amenhotep.
I am here looking for the unique, powerful lord. And Lady Nefertiti considers a powerless person like me her lord.
Forgive me for disturbing your rest. I have heard something very important and must inform you.
Go ahead.
I was informed the temple priests want to murder Yuzarsif.
When? Where? Where is he? Where is Yuzarsif?
I don't know the details. I just know the priests have plans to murder him. Yuzarsif's life is in danger at this moment.
How do you know these things?
Lady T's maidservant overheard Priest Apaki talking about this with your mother.
Summon Yuzarsif at once. Hurry.
Lady T.
Greetings to the governor of Egypt, Excellency Yusar Seif.
God's greeting to you. Is something the matter?
The Pharaoh has summoned you on a matter of urgency.
Is he all right? Did he say what the urgent matter is?
No, but he was frightened and worried and shouted at me to call you urgently.
Let's go. Greetings to Pharaoh Amenhotep.
I was informed the temple priests have plans for you.
Nothing has happened yet. There is no reason for concern.
We have been hearing news here and there. We also have been seeing suspicious behavior. They're worried. Priest Apaki met Lady T today, and he talked to one of the guards at the door. I wasn't able to hear what they said, but I am sure their intentions are devilish.
Then it is all true. Lady T's maidservant was with me just now. She said because the temple failed to remove you from the management of Egypt's affairs, they plan to have you killed.
I did warn you. After they murdered the dream interpreter, Nineveh Kepta, who is imprisoned in Zavira, told me he wanted to kill Yusar Seif.
None of this matters. My concern is how we continue to work in such a corrupt atmosphere. Instead of using our power to address the famine crisis, our energy is spent dealing with conspiracies.
My father was against the despotism of the temple priests, but I am against Amon and all those who worship him. This religion must be eradicated. It is urgent that I make a firm decision as soon as possible, or tomorrow may be too late.
The sword that is unsheathed too early may endanger its wielder's life. Even a small action against the temple will instigate people against us. And considering the great wealth of Amon Temple, they could easily mobilize thousands of troops against the government, causing the death of thousands of people.
But they are spying in our palace in broad daylight and plan to kill you. If we give them the chance, they will surely strike us a fatal blow. Impossible to indemnify.
If the Pharaoh will trust me and remain calm, my plan will be the beginning of the end of the priests in Amon Temple.
All right. I wish to be free of their conspiracies. You decide how to do it.
I have one question, and then I will tell you the way I plan to fight them. I wish to know which god the Pharaoh worships.
As yet, I do not know your god. But I do know he does not want to add to the temple's wealth like the temple gods. And that he sent Yusar Seif to guide Egypt's people, and has asked for nothing in return.
Considering what you have said, may I invite the Pharaoh to worship the one god?
No need. I just realized I already worship the one god.
The one god?
Yes, the one god. The god that shines on the whole world equally, whose blessing is bestowed on all creatures equally. The god that all creatures get life from. The growth of everything is because of him.
The Pharaoh must not become too excited, or he may faint again.
I worship Aten, the god without whom the whole universe would be cold and lifeless. By the one god do you mean, Aten? Is he the one god?
I'm not sure I quite understand. Does the Pharaoh believe in the god that gives light to the sun and is the creator of all creatures?
I believe in him and in his messenger. May I call Aten the one god?
He has 1,001 names and is called differently all over the world. Pharaoh Amenhotep can call him Aten.
Amenhotep. I do not want to be called after Amon any longer. I worship Aten. I want to be called Akhenaten from now on.
That is a beautiful name. Worshipper of Aten. Akhenaten. It's perfect.
I will announce my religion tomorrow. Let the people know that Amenhotep, no, Akhenaten, worships the one unseen god. I will order everybody to become monotheists. Denounce all the lifeless Egyptian gods and destroy them all.
I agree with the pharaoh changing his name and monotheism, but I don't think it is wise to try and force people to change their religion.
But why?
Because they will resist. They still have faith in Amon. But if you change your name and religion, people will begin to doubt. As you are considered the son of God, your denouncing Amon will cause their belief to weaken.
So, of course, the temple priests will be very angry when you change your name.
Indeed, yes. May I suggest you announce the change of name and religion in a formal ceremony in front of the people? It will terrify the priests because the change of the pharaoh's religion will reduce the priest's authority.
Then we must close Amon Temple in the palace. And Lady Nefertiti will convert to monotheism.
And that way, the influence of the priests in the palace will be prevented.
Excellency Yuzasif will be in more danger, because the temple will hold him responsible for this.
Don't worry. God will protect me.
Excellency Yuzasif, God will always protect his prophet, but so will we. God's protection does not relieve us of our duty. He's not to be left alone, especially if he leaves the palace.
Enters the great ruler of the Upper and Lower Egypt, son of Amon, Pharaoh Amenhotep IV, and his entourage.
Thank you.
Isn't this the ceremony to honor Amon?
Yes.
But why is the Pharaoh so plainly dressed?
Today marks the day that Amon, the great god of Egypt, came to power. On this day, Amon defeated Ra, the former god of the Egyptian people. There was a fight. Amon was victorious. The people of Egypt commemorate that day every year, and the pharaoh holds a special ceremony. And that is why Amon's sculpture stands here.
And yet it seems Amenhotep will not ablute Amon today.
No incense. No ablution of the altar.
Amenhotep should be wearing formal attire.
And he should have respected Amon by kneeling.
I know why you're whispering. Questions occupy your minds. Why am I not in formal attire? And why did I not kneel before Amon or burn incense? Or ablute the altar with blood? The answer is, as of this moment, I will no longer worship Amon. I believe in the one God. Yes, I believe in the one God of skies, and I no longer dictate the religion of Egypt's people. Everyone is free to choose.
What are you saying, Amenhotep? What does this mean?
Please stop, Mother, and sit back down. You, priests, take this statue out of here. Akhenaten's palace does not need Amon. And close the temple. As of this day, this palace has no temple. Did you not hear? Your pharaoh said, take that out of here. noblemen, commanders, and dignitaries of Egypt. As of today, I worship the one God, and I change my name to Akhenaten. Announce that throughout Egypt. The name of Egypt's pharaoh is Akhenaten, meaning the worshiper of Aten, the one God. My name was Amenhotep when I worshipped Amon. As of today, I no longer worship Amon.
In the palace where infidelity rules, there is no need for Amon and his temple. They will be punished for denying Amon. Amon will not tolerate so much infidelity. Expect a big calamity. I will take revenge.
From now on, we must begin to work much harder. For if we do not, we will not be able to store the wheat.
The presence of the brothers here is to announce they are ready.
You will need to travel to the towns and villages of Egypt to gather information I require. You will also need to hire more people to help hasten the collection of taxes and the 1/5 levy.
Must the 1/5 levy be collected from all people?
No. Obviously, the poor are exempted from paying that. The number of families in each town and the number of their children and the people they support must be known. The number of shopkeepers, farmers, and artisans in every town must be known. Finally, the number of the wealthy and their slaves, and the number of poor, must be accurately recorded.
How can we accurately determine the number of the wealthy and the poor in each town?
And why do we need to have such information?
Unlike the wealthy, who only know of themselves, if you ask, you'll find that the poor know both themselves and the wealthy.
And the reason we need to know these numbers is because during the famine, many rich people pretend to be poor to avoid paying tax.
Therefore, what we need to know is who will require help during the famine and how many must pay for wheat.
Greetings, Lady Zuleika.
What is it, Rodamon?
There is some news that you must hear. Today, the pharaoh denounced the Amon religion and called himself a worshiper of Aten. He changed his name from Amenhotep to Akhenaten. He has ordered everyone to call him Akhenaten from now on.
Aten. That's another name for the one god.
What? You mean Usarhisi's god?
I have no doubt that the Pharaoh has converted due to Yusar Seif's guidance.
I thought Akhenaten meant son of sun.
In Aten worship, the sun disk is the symbol of the one god. Whoever is with Yusar Seif will behave like him.
Who would have imagined that a slave would gain the power to decide the future for the greatest empire in the world?
Rodimon, have you seen Yusar Seif lately?
Agmahu and the temple priests hold you responsible. It's too dangerous for you to go out, Your Excellency.
Excellency Malak, do you know the poor areas of Thebes?
Yes. I wandered there for 20 years.
I've lived in Thebes for 20 years also, but I've only been to the city twice as a child with Potiphar and Lady Zuleika.
Am I correct in thinking that you want to see the slums of Thebes?
I must see the city situation up close. Don't worry. No one will be able to recognize me. I'm going in disguise. I must go and see all wheat, cotton, and papyrus farms, rock mines, and the slaves. I must know well what is going on in Egypt.
No need to worry. I won't leave him alone for a moment.
Let's go, Malak. These wealthy are living too luxuriously. We must address that. They must give part of their wealth to the poor.
For many years, the small number of wealthy have been exploiting the large number of poor in Egypt. How do you propose to change this very old tradition?
God supports me. I have plans for that.
This street leads to the slave market and Syria Gate. Thank you.
slaves here. The young slave, strong and healthy. He also has good teeth. We start at 100 debits. 100 debits. Any buyers? 100 debits.
You sold me on that platform 20 years ago. Potiphar bought me for 3,000 debon. Remember, Malik?
Yes. I returned the money to Potiphar. But I found Excellency Yuzarsif in the end.
I am happy I found my close friend again. Let's go. Live like this in the city where Joseph has responsibility. May God never forgive me if I allow this cruelty. I will reverse these conditions, have the oppressors toppled and the oppressed in rule. Up and down will change places and the poor and wealthy will become equal.
We want to see Excellency Yuzarsif. Stay until we see him. Please let us see him. We want to see him. Yes, we will. We must see him.
We're staying.
Please.
I'm not going.
We have to see him. We're staying. We won't go.
He left here.
I'm not moving. I'm staying
and
right
we will
here.
Not take no for an answer.
Where is he? Where is he?
We must see him. We must speak
Where
with him.
Where is he? I'm not We won't go until we see what you have to see to use our seat. You don't understand.
He must hear us.
How long is he going to be?
We are Egyptians.
We have to see him. He must be waiting. He must hear us. Please. We cannot live like this. We enslave our children.
They enslave our children.
We want our rights. We deserve better.
Why did they do that?
We need rights.
We must hear this decision. We deserve anyone listening. Please, please, please,
please. Stolen.
Only a scratch. Don't worry. I'm all right. As long as you are.
Don't talk. Take him to the palace.
Guards! Guards!
Call physician Simeon. Wasn't a good end, Ninefakepta. I did try. But you refused to change. Your heart was sealed with sin. I am sorry I wasn't able to guide you. I wish it hadn't ended like this. Take him to the west and bury him. Let's go, Malak. Thank you, Mimi Sabu. Your selfless act saved me today.
To be scarified for the prophet of God was a blessing I lacked.
But we still need you. I have no other friend like you. You want to leave me so soon.
My dream is that I will be your servant. and be with you all of my life.
Greetings, Excellency Yusasif, Governor of Egypt.
God's greeting to you.
Are you hurt?
No.
The wound is deep. He has endured it well. But nothing to worry about. Bring some clean linen and warm water.
Do whatever you can. Mimi Sabu is very dear to me. I must go to Akhenaten and tell him what has happened today. How can we be sure no danger awaits Excellency Yusarsif outside?
Excellency Yusarsif can't leave the palace alone. It's too dangerous.
All right. I'll watch him at all times.
How can Nineveh captor have been killed? Do you mean there is nobody among temple priests and Amon followers to rid us of that infidel? Every day he seizes more control and power, and he mesmerizes Amenhotep even more. That stupid boy has handed over his bridle. He won't even drink water without Yusasif.
I know one of the guards in the palace who is brave enough to do it. He promised me to punish that opportunist Yusarsif at the first chance he gets.
Do you really think he can do it?
Yes.
Do you know what they'll do to us if they discover that the temple was behind the killing of Yusarsif and Amenhotep?
You fool! Don't give them any evidence! Destroy the evidence!
Do you mean whoever kills Yusasif and Amenhotep must be destroyed?
Is that not better than ourselves being destroyed in an all-out war and thousands of people from Thebes getting killed?
Could we not just put an end to all this talk of
killing? This is survival! You fool! It is a war over the survival of Amon Temple and the worship of Amon! Yusasif is our enemy! If we don't kill him, he will destroy us!
If we kill him, Amenhotep will kill us. What about that?
Oh, great Amon, destroy our enemy. Do not allow a foreign infidel to rule us. Do not allow Yusasif's false and unknown god to be superior to you and the other Egyptian gods.
I say this as your advisor. Now is not a good time to take action against the temple. Many innocent people will be killed, and Amon's temple power will not be eradicated. Don't worry about me. They will not hurt me.
It is too audacious. Attempted assassination. There's no evidence. But we know the temple was behind it.
We tolerated their informers and their meddling, so they started to conspire. And when we tolerated conspiracy, they tried to kill you. If we tolerate this, they will continue trying. If they succeed in hurting you, they have destroyed us.
If you intend to destroy Ankh-Mahu and the priests, that is something we can do today. But if you intend to eradicate idolatry and propagate monotheism, you must wait. People do not accept any religion by the sword. If the Pharaoh waits until the famine, by God's will, we will witness the destruction of Amon and the priests.
Very well, then. As we trust you, we will wait. God will help us.
What is this we hear of a journey? You have planned to go on a journey.
I have decided to travel throughout Egypt to see how the purchase of wheat and the building of storage silos is progressing.
Although it is hard to be separated, we have no choice. I must agree to your request, because I know it is a wise decision.
My other aim is to build relations with the people. If they consider the government their own, they will trust in it. I hope to establish that relation and encourage people to store wheat and cultivate extensively.
I'd like to meet with you before your departure.
Certainly, Your Highness.